This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So every day, I'm thinking about starting a new feature on the show.
All right.
Okay.
And I think I should host it. Just out of the irony of it all. Because every day out there in the world are like 6 or 7 pro tips on how to make a marriage last.
Oh.
And the irony of me hosting that.
Well, I mean, Pat Sajak never solves the puzzles, right? I mean, that kind of makes sense. Can that guy even read? Who knows?
Thank you, Ack. That makes me feel a lot better.
Okay.
Maybe you should host it because you do have a successful marriage. I don't know. Like, there's a couple things today that are saying this is a key to a happy relationship. One is a bathroom divorce.
Is that just separate bathrooms?
Separate bathrooms.
I'm down.
Oh, interesting.
Like, because then, to me, a bathroom divorce, I don't know how to say this, I think it favors the guy. I know we talked about this recently, and Aaron's like, you're saying your bathroom's not gross, but like most women that I know, just if they're putting on makeup in a hurry or whatever, their bathroom just turns into a dumpster fire. Mm-hmm. For me, my shower is probably gross because I shave my head in there, I brush my teeth in there, I clip my toenails in there. Like I do, but like my sink is immaculate.
Yeah, we just have way less stuff generally. I think just toothbrush, and I have a hairbrush, and that's about
yeah,
it.
So I mean, a bathroom divorce doesn't help me other than just getting away from her crap.
What about, like, we have 2 sinks, but then a shared toilet?
That's kind of a bathroom divorce, and it's like a separation.
Okay, trial separation.
Not all the way a divorce, but but they're talking like kind of separate everything. Like she has her own shower, so she doesn't have to see your weird curly hairs.
Well, and it's like all of her products are there. All of your products are. I like it. I'm pro separate.
You're
bathrooms.
Pro that.
Yeah.
Well, when we were talking about this, Aaron's like, speaking of keeping things separate, keep your money separate. And I'm going to tell you, as a twice loser divorce-wise, the second one we did put our money together, you have to put your money together.
I think you should for shared things like rent and bills, but your money is your money. You make it. My money is my money. I'm going to spend it how I want. Do we want to go on a vacation together? Great. Let's budget that together. That can come from the main account. But my past have been used. I lost thousands.
You definitely deserve to have the attitude you have about it. Because you are generous to a fault and it bit you.
For sure. Do I regret it? No. Because it's still
you
like-
You have to do it again.
I'm starting from scratch. Yes.
Well, now I don't want to come at her as hard.
No, okay, you can come at her. Like, I understand why you feel that way, and you should, but I'm just going to tell you, just because a dude cheated on you mean, like, and I'm not saying that, like, I'm just saying, as a separate analogy, you can't go, I have to track every man I'm ever with, and I can never trust him because that guy cheated on me. Like, if you go into every relationship carrying the baggage of the failed ones, You're never going to grow.
And that is also something that I'm dealing with.
Oh my God. Hack. I mean, here's the thing. First marriage, didn't combine the money. Over fast. 9 months.
Oh, really?
And my divorce attorney, that was the first, she's like, did you guys combine accounts? I was like, no. She's like, yeah, okay. Yeah, I see a lot of that.
Oh,
because
really? Yeah.
Everything she just said, everything you just said was like, that's my money, blah, blah, blah. You have every right to feel that. But if you're really in a relationship, nothing's yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that, and that's how I feel. It's like, because my wife works, I work, I make a lot less than her, but we...
Yeah, you of course want to share it. Hag's like, oh yeah, we're... Hey, let's just pull it, honey. We're only one account. You don't want to see how much I'm putting in every month. Let's just...
No, but we both just have the attitude of like, we are building our family, our house, our life. It's just together. So we're all just, we're just throwing coal on the fire, right?
But
so it's
you like never got burned like Aaron got burned.
True. Yeah. I have never.
Well, and that's
had
the
that.
Thing too, is like, I do agree that it is important to have that shared account for the shared things that you are doing together, that you are trying to grow one as one unit. But I think it's also important to kind of have the separate things.
But what do you need the separate thing for?
Treat yourself. I don't know.
Yeah, because it is weird.
I don't want you feel like you are being like held down by my lack of income.
Okay. That makes sense, because I, like, when, God, that was like a thing. Like, I barely ever treat myself.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was married and it's like we had a joint account, all of a sudden a big spa bill comes out and I'm like, well, I didn't do anything for me. So, like, oh, so you're mad, but you're not. Then I wasn't. I'm like, well, of course she should. She like took care of the kids for all day, every day. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, of course, go get a massage. Like, what? But at the same time, you have that, like, well, then I'm going to go get a jet ski, and that's so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't go tit for tat. It's like it really is the Spider-Man meme where it's all like, I trust you and you're trusting me, right? And as long as we keep trusting each other that we're doing the right thing and neither of us are taking advantage of the joint account, then it's going to work. And also, I think the relationship will work as long as we don't take advantage of each other.
Right, but once you've been in a relationship that is a Spider-Man meme and they shot and you didn't,
then, yeah, I could, okay. I haven't had that.
Let's all give Aaron a hug and $20.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.